Thank you. For the record, my name is Dan Strout. Dory Pine's my wife. And I live out there, and you know, the last time I remember this many people coming out to something, the last time was when we were trying to build an affordable housing development. And back in 1998, when I got on the first committee, there were a lot of problems between the police and the youth, and this town formed a committee to investigate those. And we used to have meetings, and this place would be booked. John might remember some others, but...
The dog ordinance in last year.
Nothing would top an issue involving dogs, but... You know, when I came in and I was sitting here going through this, and watching the detail that you all, the attention that you all gave to the various things that came up before you. I've seen this, and I've been in meetings, as you know, down here over the years. I thought, what a huge public service that you're doing for the town, and how difficult it is. And it's easy to say, God, I'm going to be against this. I'm going to run for the select board. And then you find out when you're meeting once or twice a month for a number of years, and you're having to pay attention to it. You have an ordinance that requires a certain number of houses be sold before roads can be given to the town, or whatever it is. And it struck me when I was sitting here that the reason this room is full, and the reason we have 11 pages of signatures, is because the people who live in our neighborhood are terrified of you. And they're terrified of what you're going to do to us out there. And that's why they're down here tonight, listening to everything under the sun. We are living with absolute fear of you. And not personally, but you as a governing board that can change our lives, decimate our properties, and destroy one of the finest scenes there are on the mid-coast area. And Chris McLean pointed to the town symbol you have behind you. Of course, you have Mount Batty with a little tower there. But it extends out. Camden Hills extend out. And I don't know. I know three of you have seen, I think at least three of you have seen the DVD. Is there any, who hasn't seen it? Okay, you haven't seen it. Well, you ought to see it too, though. It struck me that within 15 days, the energy interests in this state were able to strip the LURC, Land Use Regulatory Committee, of 95% of its power over the development of wind turbines in this state. In 15 days, 100% of our legislators voted for that law that Governor Baldacci signed. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I haven't been in politics, but as an attorney appearing before boards and getting involved in things, usually have some rainbow. That's the strength with which they come into a state, and they've arrived in our town. Right now, they're here. And if you've seen that DVD, and you've seen those towers they put up, I looked it up on the internet. You can find anything on the internet, even the vertical drop of Ragged Mountain ski area. It's 950 feet. The towers they propose to put up are 450 feet. That's the equivalent of a 45-story building as wide as a 747. Now go up to Hosmer Pond, get in a canoe, look up at that ridge some night at 7 o'clock, and imagine 7 45-story buildings up on that ridge, connected by roads wider than the main turnpike, because that's what they need to haul those things around. And then tell me that our town motto is not where the turbines meet the sea, because that's what it's going to be. When you look at the history of wind turbine development, it wasn't intended to be funny. That's the tragedy.
No, but you took the tension out of
it. When you look at the history of the development of wind turbines, Europe is ahead of us in many, many ways, particularly in energy areas. Denmark has 6,000 wind turbines. That little country produces 1.33% of its energy. They've stopped building them. The Danish government has withdrawn subsidies for it, as has Ireland, Great Britain, Germany, and Spain. I spoke with a friend of mine in eastern Colorado today out on the plains. He's a retired judge. When I was out there about a year ago doing some business, we went for a ride in a pickup truck, and there's this ridge of these huge wind turbines. And they caught my interest because I had a client that was actually working for a company selling in Spain. And it was remarkable because right at the base of these wind turbines were oil wells still pumping oil. And I thought, what an interesting dichotomy. I've been a photographer for many years. I thought, now that's a great picture. But the irony of it is awful. And I called him up, and because they're on the eastern plains, they actually turn out to be the subject of every hotshot energy-saving idea in terms of resources that comes around. You know, they're going to use corn for fuel, wheat for fuel, whatever for fuel. So they do it out on the plain. He said, not a single one of those scams, and that was the word he used, work without government subsidies. And I thought, well, okay. I mean, I don't know that. And then it dawned on me, why does Denmark have 6,000 of these things? Need a subsidy. Why does Ireland need subsidies? They stopped building. Because one study showed that if you took the main light bulb out of every house in Britain and you put in a small fluorescent bulb, it would save more energy than all the wind turbines they put in Great Britain. Now, what the cost of this to us is the utter devastation of that valley, to say nothing about the sound. If you heard the CD or listened to it, you could hear the sounds of those things. If you want to hear them even better, go on YouTube and plug in Weathersfield and Fenner, F-E-N-N-E-R, New York. They have wind turbines 2,000 feet. 2,000 feet away. You can hear them. Almost seems like they're next door. When you see the flicker effect in those houses from the DVD that my wife passed around, it's staggering. When you talk about the amount of land that's needed, it says a site on a forested ridge would require 45 to 90 acres per tower. 45. Let's call it 90 acres, 70 acres. 500 acres of clear cut. 500 acres of clear cut on the Ragged Mountain Ridge. Just for the towers. About the road, the size of the main turnpike connecting them. Because if you saw the DVD, you saw those fires and the towers, and you saw that road connecting them. That says nothing about what you're going to get up there when the dynamite, you start blasting, and you start sloughing all the water and all the everything else down into the water supply, down into the ponds, or Hosmer Pond, or whatever else that's going to get destroyed in that process. When they talk about how far apart to put these things, the ordinance that has been proposed to you or to somebody, and one of the great fears we have is we don't know where this process is today. You have an energy committee that doesn't even recognize itself in the town report, doesn't keep minutes for 2 years, and when my wife goes down to try and get the minutes, the ones with the substantive information are deleted. They're not there. But the next week's or the next month's minutes refer to the adoption of those. Where are these things? And where is it in this process? Where are we today in this process? Why is there a proposal for a $50,000 to $75,000 grant to study the feasibility of putting these things in? You know what a feasibility study is? I want to build a shopping center down here in Molino Road, okay? The first words are, I want to build a shopping center. Now, I need to know if it's going to work, right? I need to know if there's going to be traffic, if I need an anchor tenant, if I can put stores in, all of that stuff. So I commission a feasibility study to see if I can do, get these words, what I want to do. That's what a feasibility study is. It's a study to see if you can do something you want to do. So who wants to put these towers up? Why are we even studying it? That's the question. Why is it even on the table? Where did it come from? Who are these people? I don't have this information, but I understand there was a $200,000 anonymous grant to the local high school to study this. How do you get an anonymous grant? Anonymous. Where's it coming from? Do any of you know where it came from? Any of you?
No.
No.
Not if it's the school.
$200,000, right? $200,000 comes in
someplace
here.
Someplace else.
Maybe we can say thanks to the same people that gave us the Exxon Valdez and the BP down in the coast. The only people making money out of this stuff is the powers that want to build them. If you decimate the property values in that area of the town, and your property tax revenue goes down, will it go down more than you save in energy? Except you're not going to save anything in energy because it has to be subsidized by our own tax dollars. They don't self-support. You might find one or two isolated communities. You know, out on Fox Island and out on Vinyl Haven, they put some up. And they say, well, the electric bills went way down. What do you think it costs to put up a 45-story tower with blades the width of a 747 in a 30-foot hole of concrete and rebar, 30 feet deep, 90 feet across, and they put up three of those things? How many electric bills do you think you could pay for that? Do you think it'll ever pay its way? It might to the citizens pay its way if somebody out there gives an anonymous grant of $20 million to build them, doesn't want the money paid back, and they use it as a stepping stone to get their foot in the door over here on the mainland. Maybe. Who would build such a thing? Who could afford to build such a thing? Do any of you know? And why are we doing a feasibility study to even do it? Because when you do a feasibility study, it's, by definition, I want to see if I can do something I'd like to do. That's what it's about. The ordinance that was proposed, I don't know who proposed it. I don't know who wrote it. Pretty good ordinance. If you read through the thing, except it's missing a few things, it gives notice to abutting landowners within 500 feet of the tower. 500 feet of the tower, that's the road. Who's going to get notice? Okay? No notice to anybody in the valley where we live. No notice to anybody in the town. The town owns within 500 feet of it. It makes a mockery of the process. An utter, absolute mockery of the planning board process. Because the next sentence says, if you don't get notice, it is of no effect. It doesn't stop it. So, we're sitting here, all of us, out there in the valley, wondering, frankly, what the hell is going on? Who's doing this? And why do you even have a committee studying whether we should decimate the Ragged Mountain Ridge? Think of that proposition. Why are we studying whether we should decimate this ridge? It seems to be a question that answers itself. Is anybody thinking about this? That's what we're scared of. And we're scared of what you're going to do. We're afraid. We've got a town committee. We don't even know who's on it. You don't even recognize it. They've already paid a couple of consultants somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000. It's not even minutes of it. You can find that out on some of the other websites. When we come in here, you know, other than dogs, you know, a barking dog or a leash ordinance, that's guaranteed to bring them out every time. But when people will sit here till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and listen to all the other things you guys have to deal with, just to make sure that we don't get run over by out-of-state interests selling wind turbines, we have a problem. And we're counting on you to solve the problem. Not just let them have their way with us.
so I'm going to let that one go by. Simply because I couldn't talk over the top of it.